When Hopper defeated King in 2008, he was a political unknown. This time, he has a record to defend. And in a district that includes multiple prisons, university campuses, and technical colleges, not to mention local governments and school districts, Hopper's vote to curb public employee union bargaining rights caught notice. King says it's a different race than in 2008.
I'm seeing a completely different set of faces in my volunteer pool and in the people that are canvassing.
The two are holding fewer joint forums this year. Hopper declined an invitation to speak on Wisconsin Public Radio and did not attend a recent forum organized by senior groups in Oshkosh. It gave King the floor to criticize votes Hopper took to scale back the homestead tax credit while cutting taxes for businesses.
You know, do you continue to give tax breaks without accountability to the wealthy and large corporations or at the expense of middle class and seniors? And I think that's what we see with this budget and with this attack on the homestead credit.
It's been an uncomfortable year for Hopper. He's gone through a very public divorce, which put a spotlight on his relationship with the 26-year-old lobbyist who was hired for a job in the Walker administration. But these trials have not kept Hopper from being a forceful advocate for the collective bargaining law. During a debate captured by Wisconsin Eye, he also touted the new state budget.
Republicans and Democrats have spent beyond our ability to pay for too long. And finally, we said we have the people there with the political courage to stand up and say, you know what, we're going to fix the state's problems for the next generation.
Hopper says the collective bargaining changes are working in school districts like Fond du Lac, where they cut labor costs to help the district avoid layoffs. He says he supports unions in the private sector because they help workers share profits, but says the public sector is another story.
There are no profits in the public sector. We're just talking about taxpayer dollars.
You don't have to search hard in the district to find people willing to talk about this race. Oshkosh special ed teacher Janelle Brady has blue King signs in her yard. She says Hopper never talked about curbing bargaining rights in his last campaign.
I find it hard to believe why we had the bullseye on our back to solve problems that I don't feel we created all by ourselves.
Four houses down the street from Brady, Michael DeBanke has red Hopper signs in his yard. DeBanke is retired, but was a member of a union when he worked at Oshkosh Truck. He thinks Hopper has made the right calls.
A lot of these government employees and teachers that haven't had to pay anything. And now they're just irate. They can't understand why they have to. Well, the bank is broke.
This race was extremely close in 2008. Hopper's edge in the prison town of Waupun gave him the votes he needed to eke out a win. UW Oshkosh political science professor Jim Simmons says that could change this year.
This time around, you have the prison there and a lot of corrections employees that may have had buyer's remorse.
Simmons says a race like this comes down to turnout. He says the Republican base is traditionally loyal and predictable, but Democrats have far more volunteers on the ground doing doors to get out the vote. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.